No evolution in the half-mass radius of Milky Way-type galaxies over the last 10 gear, by Mayim Hashiminia et al. The Milky Way MW galaxy is in focus, thanks to new observational data. Here we shed new light on the MW's past by studying the structural evolution of MW progenitors, which we identify from extragalactic surveys. Specifically, we constrain the stellar mass growth history SMGH of the MW with two methods, i. direct measurement of the MW's star formation history, and ii. Assuming the MW is a typical star-forming galaxy that remains on the star-forming main sequence. We select MW progenitors based on these two SMGHs at Z equals 0.2 to 2.0 from the CANDELS 3DHST data. We estimate the structural parameters, including half-mass radius R50 and Sirsich index, from the stellar mass profiles. Our key finding is that the progenitors of the MW galaxy grow self-similarly on spatially resolved scales with roughly a constant half-mass radius, approximately 2 to 3 kpc, over the past 10 gear, while their stellar masses increase by about 1 dex, implying little to no inside-out growth. We discover that the radius containing 20% of the stellar mass, R20, decreases by 60% between redshifts of Z equals 2.0 and Z equals 0.7, while the central stellar mass density, sigma 1, increases by a factor of 1.3 dex over the same time and the Sirsich index changes as n 1 plus z caret minus 1.41 plus or minus 0.19. This is consistent with an early Z greater than 1 formation of a thick disk, followed by the formation of a bar that led to an increase in the mass in the core. The formation and evolution of the thin disk had only little impact on the overall half-mass size. We also show that the constant size evolution of the MW progenitors challenges semi-empirical approaches and numerical simulations. This was no evolution in the half-mass radius of Milky Way-type galaxies over the last 10 gear, by Mayim Hashiminia et al.